Hey everyone, Sienna Cruz here, and welcome back to Healing Your Inner Child Addressing the Root Cause. If you're listening right now, chances are you've had a past experience that still throws you a curveball every now and then. You know, those moments where an old wound feels freshly cut just because someone said something, or maybe a certain smell takes you back to a place you really wish you could forget. Well, let me tell you, you're absolutely not alone. Today, we're diving deep into healing from past trauma and finding closure, a journey that can feel like navigating a labyrinth sometimes, but trust me, it's totally worth it. Because when we finally learn to process those tough experiences, we open up space for genuine joy, peace, and connection in our lives. And who doesn't want more of that? So, here are 5 key takeaways to keep in mind as you embark on this healing journey. First off, acknowledge the pain. Yes, it might feel easier to bury those feelings under a pile of distractions, but acknowledging the hurt, accepting that it happened, and allowing yourself to grieve what was lost is absolutely essential for true healing. Imagine it like giving your inner child permission to finally cry those tears they've been holding back. It can be messy, yes, but it's also incredibly cathartic. Second, remember that you are not defined by your past. This one is crucial, guys. We often get stuck in a loop of self-blame or feeling like our traumas dictate who we are. But the truth is, your story doesn't end with those painful experiences. You have the power to rewrite it, to choose how those events shape you going forward. So let go of the victim mentality and embrace your strength because you are way more powerful than you think. Third, seek support when you need it. Healing from trauma is rarely a solo journey. Talk to trusted friends or family. Join a support group, or consider working with a therapist. Sharing your story and connecting with others who understand what you're going through can be incredibly validating and empowering. Remember, there's no shame in asking for help. It takes courage and strength. Fourth, practice self-compassion. This one is easy to forget when we're caught up in the whirlwind of healing. Be kind to yourself, acknowledge your progress, and celebrate your victories, big or small. Forgive yourself for any missteps along the way. Remember, you're human. Treat yourself with the same love and understanding that you would offer a dear friend going through something tough. And finally, focus on the present moment. Dwelling on the past can keep us stuck in a cycle of pain and regret. Try mindfulness exercises, spend time in nature, or simply engage fully in activities that bring you joy. By grounding ourselves in the here and now, we create space for healing and cultivate a sense of peace and presence. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a woman who's always felt anxious about public speaking. She'd avoid social gatherings and turn down opportunities because of this deep-rooted fear stemming from a childhood experience where she was ridiculed on stage. Now imagine Sarah taking that first step towards healing, maybe joining a support group, talking to a therapist, or even practicing self-compassion by acknowledging her past trauma without judgment. Slowly but surely, Sarah starts to rewrite her narrative. She begins to see herself as brave and resilient, capable of overcoming her fears. And eventually, Sarah finds the courage to speak publicly again, this time with confidence and grace. You see, healing from past trauma isn't about erasing our experiences, it's about learning to process them, integrating them into our story, and ultimately finding freedom and peace. Remember, you are worthy of healing, and you deserve to live a life filled with joy and authenticity. So, what will you do today to take one step closer to healing? Let me know your thoughts in the comments. I'm genuinely curious to hear your stories and support you on this incredible journey. And don't forget to subscribe to Healing Your Inner Child so you never miss an episode filled with wisdom, inspiration, and a whole lot of love. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.